The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Now, a few years ago, the Premier League announced that they were going to ban gambling sponsorships on the front of shirts, and said ban was set to be introduced at the start of the 2026 season. However, analysis conducted by Investigate Europe found that 66% of clubs in 31 divisions across Europe have at least one betting deal, with clubs finding ways of getting around bans. How much of a grip does the gambling industry have on professional football? With me now is Martin Ziegler, who is the Times Chief Sports Reporter. Morning, Martin.
Good morning. How are we doing?
I'm good. It's ubiquitous. It's everywhere. And I mean, as someone who doesn't gamble at all, I find it really, really weird these guys want to force their brands upon me.
Well, it may be for you, but I think that I saw some research saying 3 out of 4 football fans are regular gamblers. So that probably means there's a ready market. And I'm sure if you tune in to ITV for the coverage of the England-Latvia match in the UK this evening, you will see several gambling adverts during the commercial breaks, as well as obviously billboards and so forth. So it's a ready market, and also there's a global market for especially the Premier League, which attracts gambling companies from the Far East, from Russia. So it's because it's such a sort of ubiquitous football product. It's in terms of eyeballs, the gambling companies love it.
It's fascinating to watch some of the teams, shall we say, down the Premier League, not wishing to insult any of them, whose primary sponsor is a betting company I've never heard of.
Yes. So I think if you're a team that's newly promoted to the Premier League, the easiest way of getting the best or in terms of the value shirt sponsorship deal is to get a betting company. Many of these you won't have heard of because they're not mainstream. They're not many of them not European, and a lot of them are targeting the Far East market. So you know, for example, there's ones from Vietnam. There's others from related to China, although actually betting is banned in China. There are quite a few related to China, and it's all pervasive.
This ban that's going to come in, I mean, they're going to find a way around this. These guys are good at what they do. They'll still, if they're not on the front of the shirt, be advertising during the breaks in the game.
Yeah, because it's only the front of the shirt. So you can have sleeve sponsorship, obviously all the billboards. I mean, you can have your stadium naming rights named after if you so wish. So none of that's going to be prevented because this is a voluntary ban that the Premier League clubs have decided on to, I think, to try and stop government legislation, which would ban it. But it, you know, if you look at other countries, Spain, Italy, Belgium, the Netherlands, they all prohibit clubs from shirt sponsorship deals with betting companies. But they find ways of getting around it.
I mean, it's a kind of tokenism by saying we're going to ban it off the front of the shirts. Ultimately, we need to take a very strong approach, like they did to alcohol, like they did to smoking.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's not that long ago. You think of Formula One and the tobacco advertising, and there was all sort of, you know, the claims that it was going to cause huge amount of, you know, problems to the people in the workforce and the tobacco industry if you banned advertising from Formula One, but they did it, and funnily enough, they survived. So yeah. I think that, and I'm sure the same thing would happen with the gambling. And yes, it would lead to a decrease in the income for football clubs. But actually, it would be a sort of, you know, it would level the playing field because it would affect all the clubs, wouldn't it? So
exactly. The big ones and the small ones would have money taken out, and I'm presuming it's pro-rata depending on how big your club is. Martin Ziegler, Chief Sports Reporter with The Times, thank you very much for joining us. People giving out to me over my daughter buying things on Shein. When you talk about this, the impact of young men and young boys when they're watching soccer, because let's face it, they all do, being exposed to these gambling firms and then going onto their phone and seeing apps that are there. Look, there's lots of ways in which you can corrupt young people. This is definitely another way of doing it. Still to come on the show this morning.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.